Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Jordan Tarver's You Deserve This Shesh. To get unstuck, find your path, and become the best version of yourself is a contemporary self-help book focused on self-discovery, personal ownership, and practical change. Rather than presenting a dense theoretical model, the book is positioned as an accessible toolkit for readers who feel stalled, uncertain, or disconnected from the direction of their lives. Tarver draws on his own experience of adversity and recovery after a traumatic car accident to frame the central problem. Many people remain on autopilot because they have not examined their values, motives, fears, and habits closely enough. The book emphasizes awareness, movement beyond comfort zones, intentional choices, and consistent action as the basis for personal transformation. Its tone is direct and encouraging, with an emphasis on clarity over complexity. The purpose is not to offer a universal formula for happiness, but to help readers identify what keeps them stuck and begin making repeatable shifts toward a more purposeful life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-awareness is the starting point for getting unstuck, a central idea in You Deserve This Shesh. T is that meaningful change begins with self-awareness. Tarver treats being stuck not only as a lack of motivation, but as a lack of clear contact with one's own character, emotions, desires, and patterns. This matters because people often make decisions from habit, fear, approval-seeking, or inherited expectations without recognizing the source of those choices. The book argues that without understanding what drives and drains them, readers are likely to keep repeating the same routines while expecting different results. Awareness, therefore, functions as a diagnostic tool. It helps identify which parts of life are aligned with personal values and which parts are maintained only by comfort or avoidance. This focus distinguishes the book from self-help approaches that begin with external achievement or productivity hacks. Tarver's framework suggests that action taken without self-knowledge may create motion, but not necessarily direction. The practical implication is that readers are encouraged to pause, reflect, and name what is true before trying to change everything at once. In this sense, awareness is presented less as abstract introspection and more as the necessary groundwork for choosing a path deliberately. Secondly, leaving comfort zones as a mechanism for growth, the book places strong emphasis on stepping outside comfort zones, but it treats discomfort as a mechanism rather than a slogan. Tarver's argument is that familiar routines can feel safe while quietly limiting opportunity, creativity, and self-trust. Remaining in a safe zone may reduce short-term anxiety, but it also prevents readers from testing their abilities and discovering what matters beyond their current circumstances. This theme connects to the book's larger concern with becoming unstuck if a person only chooses what feels predictable. Life can become organized around avoidance rather than possibility. Tarver encourages readers to challenge the boundaries they have accepted as normal, especially when those boundaries are based on fear, embarrassment, or uncertainty. The reasoning is concrete growth requires new evidence, and new evidence usually comes from doing things that have not yet become comfortable. This may include changing environments, attempting unfamiliar goals, or having difficult conversations. The book does not present discomfort as inherently virtuous. Its value lies in what it reveals and develops. By facing manageable discomfort, readers can build confidence through experience rather than waiting to feel fully ready before acting. Thirdly, intentional living through values-based decisions. Another important topic in the book is intentional living, particularly the idea that decisions should be aligned with one's truest values and beliefs. Tarver frames many forms of dissatisfaction as the result of unconscious decision-making, saying yes out of habit, staying in circumstances by default, or pursuing goals that do not actually fit the person pursuing them. Intentional living is the corrective. It asks readers to examine whether their daily choices support the kind of life they claim to want. This is practical because values have little effect unless they are translated into behavior, schedules, relationships, boundaries, and goals. The book's emphasis on ownership makes this theme sharper. It suggests that readers cannot fully control every circumstance, but they can become more conscious about the choices within their control. Intentional living also reduces ambiguity. When values are clear, decisions become easier to evaluate because they can be measured against internal standards rather than social comparison. Compared with more inspirational self-help books, Tarver's approach is relatively action-oriented. Clarity is useful only if it changes what a person repeatedly chooses. The result is a model of purpose built through daily alignment rather than occasional bursts of motivation. Fourthly, ownership as an alternative to autopilot living. Tarver repeatedly returns to the contrast between taking ownership and living on autopilot. In the context of the book, autopilot means drifting through life without questioning inherited routines, excuses, limiting stories, or delayed decisions. Ownership does not mean blaming oneself for every hardship. Rather, it means accepting responsibility for the next choice despite imperfect conditions. This distinction is important because the book is partly grounded in the author's response to serious adversity. The lesson drawn is not that adversity is desirable, but that crisis can expose whether a person will remain passive or begin choosing more deliberately. Ownership is presented as the point where self-awareness becomes agency. Once readers see what is not working, they are asked to stop outsourcing their direction to fear, circumstance, or other people's expectations. This theme also explains the book's direct tone. It aims to interrupt procrastination and excuse-making without relying on shame as the main tool. The reasoning is that a person who continually waits for ideal confidence, timing, or permission may never act. Ownership turns change into a present tense responsibility. The reader may not control the full path, but can control whether to take the next honest step. Lastly, repeatable shifts instead of perfection-based transformation, you deserve this shit, presents change as a series of repeatable shifts rather than a dramatic reinvention that happens all at once. This is a practical feature of the book because many readers approach self-improvement with unrealistic expectations. They want immediate clarity, permanent motivation, and a flawless plan before beginning. Tarver's emphasis on simple, easy-to-implement changes lowers the barrier to action. The framework suggests that becoming a better version of oneself is built through repetition, reflection, and adjustment. Failure is treated as part of the learning process, rather than proof that the reader is incapable of change. This makes the book accessible to people who may be overwhelmed by more complex systems of productivity, psychology, or spiritual development. The focus on repeatability also connects the major themes together. Awareness must be revisited, comfort zones must be challenged repeatedly, values must be practiced through decisions, and ownership must be renewed whenever avoidance returns. The value of this approach is its realism. It acknowledges that readers will not always feel motivated or certain, but they can still return to small actions that move them away from autopilot and toward a clearer, more deliberate life. In conclusion, you deserve this shesh. Tea is best suited for readers who feel stalled, directionless, or tired of consuming self-help content without changing their behavior. It will likely appeal to people who prefer direct language, short practical lessons, and an encouraging but firm tone. Readers seeking academic psychology, extensive research synthesis, or a deeply theoretical model may find it less substantial than more scholarly books in the genre. Its benefit lies elsewhere. It translates familiar personal development themes into an accessible sequence of reflection, ownership, and action. Practically, the book can help readers name what is keeping them stuck, clarify what they value, and begin making choices that are more consistent with the life they want. Intellectually, it reinforces a useful distinction between motion and direction. Doing more is not the same as living more intentionally. Compared with many self-help books that focus mainly on productivity, wealth, or positive thinking, Tarver's work stands out for centering self-discovery as the foundation of change. It is also differentiated by its plain-spoken style and its focus on small, repeatable shifts rather than a complicated system. The book's realistic strength is not that it introduces entirely new ideas, but that it packages core ideas about awareness, courage, and ownership in a form that many readers can immediately use. If you would like to support Jordan Tarver, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.